KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, a family-operated business offering farm equipment that works as hard as you do. At 7:07 in Atlantic, we have partly cloudy skies, 65 degrees. We look for a chance of isolated showers and thunderstorms this morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy today with a high of 92 and winds out of the southeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Radar does show some light to moderate shower activity widely scattered across the western third of Iowa, and that activity is moving off to the south, a little bit to the southeast. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Authorities in Adams County report a man and woman from Corning were arrested last week following a joint drug investigation between the Adams and Montgomery County Sheriff's Departments. Officials say 45-year-old Stephanie Ann Marie Curran and 59-year-old Philip Eugene Curran were arrested last Thursday after authorities executed a search warrant at 605 and 607 13th Street in Corning in connection with a joint narcotics investigation with Montgomery County. Stephanie Curran was charged with possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, two counts possession of a controlled substance with intent to deliver, two counts of possession of meth with the intent to deliver, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Her bond was set at $18,000. Philip Curran was charged with possession of a controlled substance, meth, third or subsequent offense, possession with the intent to deliver meth, and possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond was set at $10,000. Authorities say that charges will be enhanced due to the resident's location on certain property. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports also 32-year-old Robert Carter of Walnut was arrested June 9th on an Adams County warrant for eluding, operating without owner's consent, and interference with official acts. On June 11th, deputies arrested Daniel Lee Maddox on an active warrant for failure to appear, and Linda Sitzman of Corning was arrested by Adams County deputies for violation of a no-contact order. Both Sitzman and Maddox were being held at the Adams County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. Police in Red Oak arrested a man on an assault charge following an altercation that took place early Tuesday evening. Authorities report 44-year-old Jason Richard Berendez was arrested for domestic abuse assault first offense and willful injury causing bodily injury, a Class D felony. Berendez was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail pending a court appearance. At around 8:55 p.m. on Tuesday, 59-year-old Edward Michael Lyford of Red Oak was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. And at around 4:45 p.m. Tuesday, Red Oak police arrested 25-year-old Paige Marie Clark of Red Oak for interference with official acts and accessory after the fact. Her bond was set at $300. The Union County Sheriff's Office on Tuesday said no injuries were reported following a rollover accident that took place around 5:45 a.m. Saturday. 25-year-old Samantha Ray Cleaver of Lamoni was driving a 2006 Jeep Liberty northbound on Division Street at U.S. Highway 169 in Arisbe when she fell asleep at the wheel. Her SUV went into the north ditch and rolled numerous times before coming to rest on its passenger side. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $5,000. Creston police said two men suffered minor injuries during a single vehicle accident Monday afternoon in Creston. 33-year-old Iser David Marroquin Sagaroa of Apton was driving a 2006 Ford Fusion northbound on Pole Road near the Harmony Cemetery when his car went out of control on the loose gravel. The vehicle entered the east ditch and struck a culvert before rolling over and coming to rest on its wheels. Marroquin Sagaroa and his passenger, Joaquin Matildes Yosemer of Afton, complained of neck and arm pain but refused transport to the hospital after they'd been checked by medics. The vehicle sustained about $5,000 damage. Elsewhere in the news, the mother of a Council Bluffs woman who was killed in an accident by a man who was in the country illegally testified at the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee hearing Tuesday on immigration amnesty bill. Michelle Root's daughter, Sarah, had just graduated from college with honors when the accident happened in January of 2016.
She was taken way too soon because people failed to follow our laws and the administration at the time failed to secure our borders. To date, justice has not been served for my daughter, and her killer remains on the loose.
Omaha police said 19-year-old Eswin Mejia, a native of Honduras, was drag racing and caused the crash, but he was released on bail and then disappeared. Root says the same thing could happen again under the DREAM Act legislation. She says that bill has no age limit, which allows anyone to apply.
This bill allows illegal immigrants who have been deported from the United States previously to still apply. This bill protects people who simply apply by giving them safe harbor to remain in the United States while their application is pending.
Root said the bill does not include an office that would help Americans who have been harmed by illegal immigrants. She says the Trump administration created such an office.
This office has helped many families, and it appears that the Biden administration wants to dismantle it. In fact, last week, they changed the name of the office and vowed to help illegal immigrants who claim to be victims to gain access to support services, diminishing its sole mission of helping Americans.
Root says this law opens immigration up with no consequences for those who shouldn't be here.
I know people come here to live a better life, to live out their dreams. My family, like many American families, holds no ill will toward people who desire the American dream. But there have to be limits and boundaries. People need to be vetted, and they have to be deported when not eligible for immigration benefits.
Root says her daughter Sarah had dreams, and they will never be realized because of someone who was here illegally. She says this law won't keep the same thing from happening again.
Our laws are intended to keep us safe, and this legislation does not do that. It rewards the illegal behavior that my daughter's killer carried out. It excuses their criminal history and does not make America better.
She said there needs to be passage of Sarah's Law, which would require ICE or Immigration and Customs Enforcement to detain illegal immigrants who have been charged with a crime that resulted in a death or serious bodily injury of another person. I'm Rick Henson, KJAN News. KJAN News was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland and Kinsey dealer in Atlantic. Lindemann Tractor, true blue.